Let's start now because Zayin and Beis. Let's start from the bottom. The Gemara talks about Omar of Yosef. Okay, Omar Rabbi Yossi. It's the Tavkuf Zayin Amadeus. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Aval Matbeluhu Bimine Targima. Person.
Thank you.
Okay, so it says in the Mishnah, Yinalad Ibn Mincha Lamala. It's also Ere Pesach to eat Mina Mincha Lamala. Because you have to have a te'ovoin in order to prepare yourself for this print preparation. This a quote from okay, we have a halacha Ere Pesach yinaladi, because you have to have te'ovoin in order for the matzah for the Karban Pesach. So yinaladi Ere Pesach. So Amar Rebbe Yosi, Avol Matbulu b'minei Targima, but you are allowed to dip in minei Targima, meaning different vegetables or meat, things which are how they touch Targima. Nide Targima, different types of delicacies, dips. I guess. Klema Rashaihu, Nimichomalapala Peris. Doesn't say exactly what it is. Peros, Rashbami Targimin, Hainu Perusubasa. Okay, sweet things. Perusubasa. You're allowed to dip in these things at Pesach, and there's no, you don't have to fast. You need that fast at Pesach, but you can eat different types of delicacies, fish and peros. Targima. Rabbi Yitzchak explains it without bread. So Targim Rabbi Yitzchak, he explained, he translated this to mean, what does it mean exactly in Targima? Matbel Yerike, you're allowed to dip in vegetables. As long as you don't have meat. Rabbi Reuven comes, you can't sit on the side of the earth. It's like, I don't recognize you too far. Matbil be weak in divinized vegetables. Tayram Yochi Hashamish, Matbil Bibne Me'ai, the nice loft of Archim, Yapi Shen, with another Halon Allah. The Shamish is a Lana. Who is the Shamish? The Shamish simply means the person's whole Shalom, the Rashbam. What exactly does it mean? It means the person preparing. Oh, but here it means the person preparing their own Pesach, Erev Pesach, is allowed to eat Matbil Bibne Me'ai. In Bibne Me'ai means in the stomach. In the intestines. Now, this does not mean the Karban Pesach itself. There are two perushim to what this means. There's the Rashbam, and Rashbam quotes his grandfather Rashi. Let's see over here right away with Rashbam on the bottom. The Rashbam says, "Tanya Yochi, you're allowed to eat different types of delicacies erev Pesach in order to develop an appetite, in order that you leave the matzah and the matzah with an appetite later on." Look at the next Rashbam. Now, whenever it says klaimar in Rashi, the Rashbam, it's a stop sign. It's not to be taken literally. Now, we'll see what that means in a moment. But right now, the Rashbam says klaimar b'mnei shel behemos hanishchados l'sutas yomtev. Don't get any ideas here to think that you can eat the intestines of the Karban Pesach itself. No way. The intestines of the Karban Pesach itself must be eaten at night with the meat itself. So here, what it means is meat, intestines, different types of pieces of meat from other animals that were slaughtered in honor of the Su'uda, the Shulchan Aruch of the night. But when are you eating of this type, these B'nai Me'ayin? Erev Pesach, after the Zman of Mincha. V'gam noisim mechem lefnecha orchim, hamnuim liyachra lepesach. You're also allowed to give some of the intestines of these animals, these delicacies, to the guests who are waiting until it becomes dark. Tziv l'karim Pesach. Kidei, what's the key? Why? So the Rashbam explains, Shayoichlu matzo Pesach lite avoin. In other words, it's literally an appetizer. That's what you're doing. And when are you eating the appetizer? Not at night, but Erev Pesach. Can you imagine? You have the appetizer Erev Pesach, Zman Mincha, in order to get you ready to eat the Suda at night. Erev Pesach koi b'tosefto, the Psochim. And this referring, this, look in the bright, so Tosefto, Psochim, this is referring to Erev Pesach. Ve'afilu min ha-mincha l'mayla. Delel minei tanya al pi ha-psamach l'mincha lo yoch. Even though we learned before that you're not allowed to eat after Mincha, That's a su'uda with lechem. But if you're not eating lechem, you're just eating appetizers. And what was the appetizer that was very common in the time of Chazal? To eat the intestines, the kishka, the intestines of the animal. That is what was common. Now we go by it in the Gemara. So Hashamish.
What's the problem? To eat a dwayim.
Erev Pesach, the problem is, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to have a meal after Mincha, Mina, Mincha, Lamala.
Oh,
here's a separate prohibition. They had Tzvei Dinim. Mina, Mincha, Lamala. No, it's not necessarily true. A regular Shabbos, only once you dive a Mincha, you can have a meal. That's not necessarily so.
Mincha
Gedoyla? Mincha Gedoyla. Once you already dive in Mincha, you are allowed to have a meal, Maker Hadin Erev Shabbos. There is no problem. But Erev Pesach, even though you already daven an early mincha, and there's no prohibition to have a meal, Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have a special meal because you have to eat the matzah and the Karm Pesach biti avon. However, although you may not eat a regular meal with bread, you are allowed to eat appetizers. What's the raya? We have a brisa, and the brisa reveals that the common appetizer of the day was the b'nei me'ayim. Now, where are you getting
what's
these?
The b'nei me'ayim?
It means the kishka, the stomach, parts of the stomach of the animal. Where are you getting the b'nei me'ayim from? Maybe you'll be misled to believe you're getting the b'nei me'ayim from the Karban Pesach itself. Along comes the Rashbam, makes it clear as day, you're getting the B'nei Me'ayim from other animals, from the butcher store, animals of Chulin that were slaughtered in preparation for Simchas Yom Tov. And that's Mutter, even though, and then what's the Raya? The Shamish. Who's the Shamish? The Shamish is the person that's preparing, just like he's doing it, so too, the Shamish also can give it to the guests. Who are the guests? The group of people who have assembled, are waiting patiently until the sun sets and they can begin eating the Karban Pesach the night of Pesach. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. The Afal Pishin Rai Ledovar Zecher Ledovar Shnemar Niru Lechem Nir V'al Tizru'u El HaKoitz. And the Pasuk says you shall plow the field. This Pasuk in Yirmiyah. You shall plow the field. In other words, why should you plow? Because if you don't plow the field, then you'll be seeding thorns. In other words, if you have a field and you just take seed and you plant the seed on the ground, it's going to grow thorns. But if you first plow the land and then throw down the seeds will grow, produce grain. They will not produce thorns.
What's the raya?
So let's see the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, very important Rashbam, what is the Gemara trying to bring a raya to? The Gemara wants to bring a raya that an appetizers really work. When you go to a restaurant, they bring out the appetizer, it really works. It really brings out the appetite, and when you eat the main course, it's going to have more flavor. It's going to be more satisfying. What's the proof? We look at the earth. The earth produces grain, but the earth will not produce grain unless you give the earth an appetizer. What's the appetizer? You plow the land. By plowing the land, it opens up the land in order to accept the seed to produce grain. So to a person's stomach after not eating for a period of time is closed. You have to give the stomach food to open up the stomach to get the stomach going. Then when the stomach is going, you can then give it the main course, the matzah and the Karban Pesach. Here we go with the Rashbam. We have no proof, concrete proof, that food, a small amount of food, gives appetite to a larger course coming later in the meal. You first plow the land in order that the seed shall be accepted. And if you don't plow the land first, then when you throw the seed into the ground, the seed's not going to produce a proper grain of stalk. Af Adam, so to a person eichel tovarim shein maspiim es as Adam, a person who eats things that are not satisfying. If you eat fish, eat fruit, these things by themselves are not 100% satisfying, but they do open up your stomach so that when you eat the main course, the meat and the bread, then you will be satisfied. Now the Rashbam says, you should be aware that this Gemara is not so clear, and I told you my interpretation. What the Raya is, Kach Nir Be'enai, Shita Zo, V'Ikara. The Rashbam says this Pshat in the Gemara, and make no mistake about it. When you write the article Gemara, make sure you make this the main Pshat, V'Ikara. However, I want to let you know that my grandfather, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, he has another pshat. And my grandfather, he's wrong. Rabbeinu, the grandson of Rashi. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zakeni. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zakeni. Shlomo. I was Shlomo, my grandfather. Perusha Kane, he has a new interpretation. It's a tremendous chiddush what Rashi says. When it says so you could eat the B'nai Me'am, you know where you're getting it from? You're getting it from the Karban Pesach itself.
Wow.
The Pesach. When did you shach the Karban Pesach? After Chatzos. When do you eat the Karban Pesach? At night, after Tzeisak HaChavim. In the meantime, you can cheat. In the meantime, you can chop a little bit, like, you know, the chef. You eat you tell him the challenge.
Timo.
Oh, but it's not yet the Zman. No. It's okay. Why is it okay? Because Rashi holds that the B'nai Mayayim do not have a din bosor. They have a gidin. Gidin in Bohem Tam. It's not called real bosor. Nenel, it's not bosor. You're not violating an Isser Deraisa by eating the Karban Pesach Shloi B'Zman. Because it's not called the Maisa Achila. It's enough in Achila to open up your stomach to prepare you for the Pesach later on, but it's not called the Maisa Achila. B'chayiv in Karchim Shloi B'Zman. Ke B'nai Mayayim. Now why the Chazal lie to this? Another principle, because when you're the chef, it comes from animals. When an animal plows, you're not allowed to muzzle the animal. It's tsar bali chayim. That principle applies to people as well. When you're working in the field, you're allowed to snack from the produce. If you're a worker, if you're a hired worker, and you're told to go out into the field and harvest grain, or harvest grapes or olives, in that Torah, you, the worker, are permitted to snack from the grapes and olives and grain while you're working, because just like the animals, like sachsam shar b'disha, here is the same thing. The shamish is working hard. He's preparing the Karban Pesach. They went in the afternoon. They slaughtered the Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash, and they bring it home. They hail down a cab, they bring it home to the hotel, and they start cooking, preparing it. So the shamish, the aroma of the Pesach is going in his nostrils. It's painful for him not to partake. He's allowed. But what is he allowed? Oh, but it's not the Zman. The B'nai Me'ayim. Now the Rashi doesn't say the Feirish over here, on the Gemara over here, he says Feirish, it means because he holds that it's not cold, it's not Gidin, it's like Gidin, it's hard, it's not a Din of Basar. Now, by the way, that Perush in Rashi, is very good. I mean, it sounded because I'm reading the Rashbam, the Rashbam at the bottom. Now, the reason why this Perush fits better than the Rashbam is because, according to the Rashbam, it's not really clear why does it say the Shamash. The Shamash can eat, and the Shamash can give the guess. Shamash, Mandakar Shemei, why is the thrust of the Gemara on the Shamash? The thrust should be on the people eating, appetizer. Appetizer, who needs to eat the appetizer? Everyone needs to eat the appetizer, not just the Shamash. And the Shamash is not the main person, but according to Rashi, the Rashi is saying, because it's the Tsar, who's the one that's been sick in preparing the Karban Pesach? It is the Shamash. Oh, the Shamash, we understand why. The thrust of the Gemara is on the Shamash. But that's not a riot to the Gemara, though. You know, no one is perfect here. Because then what we want to bring a riot to, then you should be an eat appetizer. So we need to talk about the common man, not about the chef in the kitchen. So something over here, according to each interpretation, there's something that's lacking. And we have two perushim. The ochel loy misab eleif, he's not going to be satisfied. Okay, then what's the riot? So the Raya, now he brings the Raya according to Rashi. Next, when you look near, Kishatem Tarchen Titruchu Shetuchlu Lechonos Menu. Niru Lechem Nir, when you plow, the pasuk goes on to say, V'altizru El Koitzim. Don't, when you work on something, it should be for a purpose. It should not be for thorns. It's a remes. It's not really clear what the remez is, but he's saying kishatem torchem titrchu shetuchlu lehanos menu v'sham zeh shaysek b'sudom. Then he goes on, I don't like what Rashi says. I don't like what my grandfather said. Okay, that's a very bold statement to Rashbam, a grandson, to say. Other interpretations, but don't pay attention. He's addressing the editors of the art scroll. He's telling them, listen, you can write your parish, make sure you follow my interpretation. Okay, let's go right in the Gemara. We have our interpretation of the Gemara. Right, Rav Gemara says in Ustugit, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom of the page. Rav Havishasichamer Kulim Al Yom De Pischa. Rav drank wine the whole Erev Pesach. L'chaim, Sudi Asim, right? He have a sedim in the morning. Why? Ki Hechi Dinigurei Lelibe, so to open up his heart. Appetizer. Wine was the ultimate appetizer. The nechel matzvei. He had night more matzah. Or to in the evening. Okay, so I don't think it's going to work like this. But in ancient times, people who were accustomed to drink wine. Wine is an appetizer. Opens up your stomach. You have a desire to eat bread. And by drinking wine the whole Erev Pesach, when it comes to nighttime, you'll be in the mood to eat a lot of matzah.
The wine then and the wine now,
not the same. Of course not. Right. So it's watered down. It's sugar. Even the real wine, the miskatnu hadaris, the quality of the environment is not the same. We don't have wine, and we're not accustomed to wine. There are many factors why it's not going to work.
Baizis also is a wine connoisseur. He grew up in Grand France.
Really?
Mamish knows wine, so he can't even drink wine with sugar.
Really?
He holds it's not wine.
Interesting.
It's not wine.
I used to listen to this come up at night on the radio Thursday night. Jamie in the AM, they always interview this book.
Jay Booksbaum.
Jay Booksbaum. So he's the bucky in wine. He's the real heaven.
France.
That's the bucky. He sounds like he's pretty knowledgeable. He sounds pretty good. Every Thursday night, varfing away. Sounds pretty good. Okay. Weiter. Now, there's a very interesting thing. We kiheche the nechel matzah tvei l'urta. It's a very interesting zach. They were saying that there's such an inyan of eating a lot of matzah. You know, you think you go to the sudan, what do you have to eat? A kazayas, no? Take out the charts. Everyone today has those charts.
Salesman for Kevin. That's why he has to sound.
Yeah?
I'm already, yeah.
But he still knows. He sounds like he really, like week after week, varfs. One week after another, chidushim, he say this. Sounds like he knows the stuff. I don't know. I'm talking to the wrong guy, but okay, he fooled me.
I know him for 35 years.
Oh yeah,
I'm telling you
okay.
That it's not as
business. What? Okay. Okay, now what does that mean? Is the Merdik Yidik is that, you know, you come to the night of the Seder, how much matz do you have to eat to take out your charts? You measure and you take a new kazai, so you're finished. You see from this Gemara that there's such an inyan of eating more matzah. Nachagazais. Lechem oni. The more matzah you eat, every
the poorer you become.
What? The poorer you become. $22, $23, $24 a pound.
It's mamash refuah.
It's a refuah.
The chassidim hold it's
more matzah. So you see the ferish of the Gemara, the nechel matzah tfei. More than a kazayis, noch a kazayis, such a thing. Right? Amar Rava, how do I know this? How do I know the chamra migragor? Prove it to me from a Mishnah. Forget about. Let's not talk about. Let's not go to the doctors. Let's from halacha. Halacha, show me from a Mishnah that wine causes a person to have an appetite. The time of the Mishnah, bein hakoysay salalu in ratz lishlois yishte. If you want to drink between cup. Between you look over here between Rishon L'Sheni and Sheni L'Sheni, according to Machlekes Rashi and Rashbam. Well, look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says between the first and the second, and the third. If you want to drink more wine, go right ahead. No one's holding you back. You can drink as many cups of wine as you want between cup number one, and number two, and between two and three. Why? Why can you drink wine in Brussels? Just yishte. However, bein shlishi l'revihi lo yishte. Do not bring wine because the third looks the Rashbam. Rashbam, what's the third? The third cup is Birchas Hamazon. Shlishi the Birchas Hamazon. The chayv d'loy chashin on oid ligurei libei loy shavin. Since there's nothing more to eat, once you bench, you're done. It's a done deal. If we're going to let you drink more wine after your bench, what's going to happen? You're going to fall asleep. You're going to get drunk, fall asleep. You're not going to say nirtza. You're not going to say the other part of halal. You're not going to say nirtza. It's not going to be good. So therefore, the nir can moisel. I shouldn't say that. I jumped the gun. Rashbam says because it's kinire, the mois can moisef al arba koisois. With more Yishalmi nimsel amokadesh lo yishtak. I tell you the second reason from Yishalmi yishtaker the su lochazi lemigra halayla in lemigra halayla. You're going to forget about the end of the Seder. You can't forget about the end of the Seder. Or Meshani, Yayin, Mishaker. When you drink wine in the meal, the food, the soup, the knedels, matzmel knedels, gebrokst. You gebrokst?
I do.
Ooh, a nekel. Ooh, a litvak. A litvak. The litvaks, right? How does it go? Who eats the knedels? The litvaks eat the knedels. So the food that you eat during the meal is going to prevent you from becoming drunk. But if you drink wine after the meal, then you become drunk. So therefore, what do we take out of this Shtigl Gemara? That Chazal allowed you to drink wine between Kos 1 and Kos 2, and between Kos 2 and Kos 3. Why? Because they want you to develop an appetite so that you'll eat more matzah. But once you recited Birchas HaMozoin and there's no more matzah to eat, the nail, there's no purpose in drinking more wine. Back to the Gemara, Via Marta, here more follows through. Ben Shlish Levi Lo Yisha, Via Marta, Misat Soed. If you're going to tell me that Yai, if you're going to tell me that wine, it satisfies and it takes away your appetite. Amai Yishte, why are you allowed to drink between cup 1 and 2, between 2 and 3? Yafti the Yafi Koimin, Yafti Matzah Mitzah, Yafti Koimin, Haka Ochel Matzah, Chilagasa. Worse, if you're going to drink a lot of wine, you're going to be full. And then when you come to the Matzah, you'll be a Nachilagasa, and Nachilagasa Lo Yotza. Elish Mamina Nigra Gor, you must have drink more wine between cup 1 and 2, and 2 and 3. Adarab, it's going to give you an appetite, and you'll be you have more of a type of vitamin. The Gemara tells us you can't generalize. This is Mamshi, you say it for life. You can't generalize. It's taka true that the Amora we mentioned before Rava knew Rava drank a lot of wine. However, we have now another Amora. Rav Sheshis, he did not eat Chaviyosim Tanis Kol Mali Yom the Pischa. He sat in a tinus the entire Pesach. Pum Fakert, he did not eat no appetizers and no yain. Why? No, the Mora Sakash. Why? Name because Sovereign. Now the Mora has a lum the Shemahal. He has a mice. You know the stories of the Gedolei Hadar. They do things, and then people write books. Why did they do? They do this. It must be because they held like this. The mechadish tal talim shel halachas on a mice of a gadol. And then they ask people in the family why they do it, and they tell them because he was hungry or he wasn't hungry. Like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe picked up the bottle of milk, picked it up, container of milk, and put it down. He was making a statement to Klal Yisrael that J&J milk is treif. He's expressing his displeasure. Why? It's because so they make a pill because they do in the factory this, they do this. Mamish talim shel halachas of why Rav Moshe picked it up and put it down. It was a political statement for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world. The stocks crashed.
Yeah.
Okay. And they asked Rav Moshe
that he changed his mind.
Okay, asked Rav Moshe, why did you do that? I wanted some milk. I picked it up and it was empty.
Yeah.
There was nothing in the container.
Yeah.
So I put it down. Not because I was making a political statement and trying to cause the stock market to crash. Not that's poshet. So you have a zel bezach over here. So over here, the Gemara is going to make a lomish analysis. Why did he fast? Mamish chidushim nayroim. And then the Gemara says, you know why he fast? Because he was a very delicate person. And if he would eat even the smallest amount of food, He couldn't during the day. He couldn't eat. He had a full stomach. He could not eat the matzah. He had a hard enough time eating, drinking dalakos, eating kazayas the matzah. He couldn't take a risk of eating something for breakfast because that would fill him up for the entire day. Now I tell you, a mice like this also. I went once to a certain very big gadol. So I came to Avdallah. I was there for Shalosh Shuris. He didn't light the candle. He the Baruch Atah Hashem came along Borei Priagofen, and then Borei Bnei Besan, and then he lit the candle. He lit in there, and they Borei Merho Eish Nevdala. So he made this in that thing every Mitzvah Shabbos. It's Rabbis because it happened once. He did this was a minute, and people started saying this very big pesach Tamachacham and Grace Adam. The way to do Havdalah is you don't light the Eish until after. That's not the Minhag Yisrael. When did you go to ever see a Havdalah in your life where you first light the Ner Shel, the Eish after the Besam? You never heard of this before, right? You ever seen this before? Whoever saw this? So people started making a speech. It got back to him that people started making a halachic analysis. He's a Pesach and he's doing Azoy and Azoy. It must be he learned Shad the Gemara like this and Shulchanot like this. So he says, no, you don't understand something. My nose, this is a mitzias, I have no sense of smell. The nose doesn't work. That's what he said. It doesn't work. You can put me mamish, I can work for the sanitation department mamish, I have no problem, I don't have any sense of smell. If I light the fire, so therefore when it comes to the besamim, I have a very, very hard time smelling the besamim. And I want to be bracha levatala. If I light the eish, light the match, make smoke, there's an odor, there's a smell, whatever, that will completely finish me off. There's no chance. It's hard enough to get a smell out of the besamim without the pollution of the matches. Once you light the match, I'm finished. There's no chance. So that's why I have no choice to go against the Minhag Yisrael. Otherwise, but don't bring any rayas from me that I'm doing something different. It's due to circumstance. Okay, so that's always very important. You have a ma'is, you have to know the reason for the ma'is. Don't make any chidushim. There are many sources. Here's the Gemara's ma'is. What was the ma'is over here? Rav Gidlo, Rav Sheshet Hav Yezek, Rav Sheshet Kol Mal Yom Dibis. Name the Kosav Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet Samach Lemincha Gedoyla Tnan. So the Gemara Umishum Pesachos. The Gemara wants number one is let's assume the Rav Sheshet holds Samach Lemincha Gedoyla Tnan. Number one is when are you not allowed? When are you allowed? When do you do the Shchita? There's a Machlekes in the Gemara. Let's see the Rashbam. Rashbam Dira Masal Name the Kosav Rav Sheshet Samach Lemincha Gedoyla Tnan Umishum Pesach. There are two parts to the equation. Number one, let's talk about a regular halacha of eating. You're normally not allowed to eat samuch lemincha. Now there are two minchas. There's mincha gedoyla and mincha ketana. Okay, so mincha gedoyla is the early mincha. Mincha ketana is the late mincha. Let me just make sure I'm saying this right. Give me here for a second. Lema kasavar ben besera. Okay, so that's the issue. The Mishnah said, let's take one step at a time. Why are you not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Samuch Lemincha. So there's the issue. What's the reason? Number one, well, first of all, which Mincha are we referring to? Are we referring to Mincha Gedoyla or Mincha Ketana? If referring to Mincha Gedoyla, it has Mincha Ketana, the reason has nothing to do with the Shechita HaPesach. It has to do with being full before the night begins, because by the time you get to Mincha Ketana, you have already shechted the Korban Pesach. So why? So you're allowed to eat. In other words, according to that opinion, that you're not allowed to eat. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat samuch l'mincha. Define for me the word mincha. Mincha gedola, mincha kitana. If you define it to be mincha kitana, that's at 7, 9, 9.5 hours before the day is over. At 9.5 hours into the day, the mincha karban pesach has already been slaughtered. So why can't I eat? If the Karban Pesach is already ready to go, and I'm sitting around and twiddling my thumbs, why can't I eat? You know why you can't eat? Because if you're going to eat now, you're not going to have an appetite to eat tonight. Okay, so that means there's nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. But if you learn, Samuch L'mincha means Mincha Gidoyla, which means 12 o'clock, when do you shech the Karban Pesach? You start shech the Karban Pesach at 12:30. Oh, that means the reason why you're not allowed to eat Samach L'mincha is because if you start eating, you may be nimshach, you may get carried away by your meal, and you may forget to bring the Karban Pesach. And by the time you remember, oh my gosh, I got to bring the Karban Pesach, the gates are closed, no more shechitas Karban Pesach. Okay, so that's the first yisoid. Are we clear with that? It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat samuch l'mincha. And the question to you is, why are you not allowed to eat? I'll give you a choice. Either it's because if I start eating, I'm going to forget to shech the Karban Pesach. That's number one. Number two, if I eat, I may lose my appetite. Now, if you learn out which is the ikatam, is it because of appetite or is it because of shechita? That depends. That depends. Appetite or shechita depends on the taich of the word mincha. Is mincha mean mincha ketana, or does mincha mean mincha gedoyla? If mincha means mincha ketana, it's not because of shechitas haPesach, because the shechitas haPesach was already done. Then it's because of appetite. But if the taich of mincha means mincha gedoyla, then it's because he may forget to do shechitas haPesach. Now, that's the Ereshita Yisoid. What?
So they started 6.5 hours.
Yes. That's when they started doing the Shechita.
It must have taken hours.
Millions of people. It was done. It was a nace. We have no other way.
They
did it right away. They did it in three groups, three shots. It took only 2-3 hours. There's a whole calculation how long it took. It didn't take more than 3 hours. Millions of karbanos were slaughtered within 3 hours. It was a nace. There's no other way to explain it. Okay, but now, okay, that's step one. Now let's go step two. So we're going to make an assumption that when it says mincha, mincha means mincha gedoyla. Menela, why are you not allowed to eat? Because you may forget to shech the Karban Pesach. Now comes the second, the clincher. Rabbi Sheshes holds the Zman Shechitas HaPesach is not like we've been taught as children from Chatzos Ve'eloch. You're allowed to shech the Karban Pesach 6 o'clock in the morning. As soon as the sun comes up, you can shech the Karban Pesach. You know, Lois. Not like we've been brainwashed as children that the Shechitas HaPesach is Chatzos Ve'eloch. No, Shechitas HaPesach is Malois HaShachar Ve'eloch. That's what it says. Why? Because it says about Bein Ho'arboyim. How do we teach Bein Ho'arboyim? So we're going to have a new translation. Erev. Arboyim is the plural of Erev. When is Erev? Last night to tonight. Yishrat Karban Pesach between the night of the 14th and the night of the 15th. That means the entire day you can shech the Karban Pesach. Oh, so what does that mean? That means that you're not allowed. So when is the Zman Shechita? You're not allowed. So since the whole reason why you're not allowed to eat is because you have to shech the Karban Pesach, and the Zman Haschalav Shechita begins early in the morning, that means you have to fast from the morning. Early in the morning, you're not allowed to eat. Already from early in the morning, because already early in the morning is the Zman Shechita Asat Pesach.
So you should be able to
eat afterwards. You're saying after you shech. Okay, but no, you're not allowed to think, because what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat starting from Mincha. Now the Mishnah holds, remember, we're not following the Mishnah, we're being a Lama Shavar, we're combining. Because the Mishnah holds, the Zman Shechitas HaPesach is from Chatzos. So from Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat. But if you were to hold then that the Zman Shechitas HaPesach is from Alois HaShachar, it means you're already not allowed to eat from Alois HaShachar, from the morning. So when Rav Sheish is fasted the whole day, it must be because he holds, number one, the time for the time for not eating is because of the shechita. And number two, he disagrees with the Mishnah, holds that the zman of shechita is not from chatzos but from alois. Memeli, you're not allowed to eat ready from the alois hashachar. And that's why Rav Sheshesh fasts the entire day. Okay, let's see inside. Let's go on the Gemara a little quick. So the Gemara wants to read the words of the Gemara, and then we read the words of Rav Sheshesh one more time very quickly. So Yosef b'tani, Rav Sheshesh Rav Yosef, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lam shabbi. Rav Sheshesh Rav Yosef, let me call you Malay Yavad the Pitzchah. Name the Kosova, number one, the Erish Zachar Sheshesh Samach Mincha Gedoyla tonight. The Erish Zachar is Mincha Gedoyla. Mincha Gedoyla is... That's when the Mishnah says 12 o'clock. And therefore, that's when you're not allowed to eat. Because you're not allowed to eat because the eating is tied to this connection to Shechita Asa Pesach. Umishum Pischa Shechita Asa Pesach. Hu Dilhu Hu. Dilma Mimshach Vyasilim Dilmulav Pesach. Visavlo also Kihodam Rav Oshaya. Oshaya Omar Avalosa. Machsho Hayra Bemem Sera. He was permitted by Pesach Shachtish Shachris. Biaba also Lishmoi. He allowed you already to do shechita. He was machsher ben mesera, a Pesach that was slaughtered early in the morning. Why? Because the mitzaf was man pischahu, the kula yoima chazil pischah, the savar ben harboim ben erev desmal erev idna. So that's the reason why it's a combination of these two factors. Let's see the Rashbam very quickly. The Rashbam says, "Name a kasher b'lishay shusav l'mincha gedolatan." Omish pesach the kasav lo b'shchidas pesach Rabbi Yehuda b'misrei diyamar kulu yoyim zman shchituhu. The whole day is man shchitu. Ma bein aboyim the kasev pesach bein erev the hayin the erev the esmol mishukol erev the esmol the hayin the mishel and mishachar the erev the idna omishemachim misane kulu yoyim avav yishloch hoye pesach biyamav. Even though in his lifetime, there was no real karm pesach, it doesn't matter. So that's why he didn't do it. So we have a lomish of bar with a reason to explain Islam this. So Mario says, "No, Amri, I'll tell you, lo, where do you come to make a whole lomish of a whole pilpul on a maiserav? Do you know why Rav Sheshesh didn't eat in the morning? Not because of any halacha lomdis. Iker hadin Rav Sheshesh holds you can eat all the way until 9.5 hours. You can eat the whole day. Shiny Rav Sheshesh, the istinis hava. He was a very delicate person.
So,
and if he eats a little teeny bit of breakfast, no supper. I can't eat supper. Go to your wife and you tell your wife, no supper tonight. I ate breakfast. I'm full from breakfast. Sorry. The istinisava. Can you imagine? It's a wife's dream come true. How does every night
it's never not enough.
What? The istinisava. The time bitsafra midi. Le'orto le, if you live in the morning, midi, just a small amount. Le'orto lehave mahani le michla food would not go in. He could not eat any food. Therefore, that's the reason. Right. The afilo nimishalo yechala yitshayose. That would be the laws of our seba. Okay, new next part of the Mishnah. You have to have a seba b'shas the achilas matzah and the shtias to the koisas. It's my matzah tzrech a seba. Okay, that's pasha. Because matzah is lechem oini. Matzah is the machel michlan hemnusa. Atshig v'alei 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 Moror ein tzrech a seba. So you see this? Moror, there's no seba for moror. Yeah, okay, everyone knows it, right? Everyone knows more. There's no seba. What about karech? Are you karech matzah moror lechem biyachat? So did you say by karech? What do you do? What's your minute? You do a say by karech?
Yes.
What do you do?
Different hagin. All over the hill.
Some do, some don't. What does Rabbi Carmen do? You do a say by karech? What do the kohanim do? What you do? It's machleg is a poiskim. Some do, some do not. Azosh lebeferish in art scroll. Some do not. Haseba a matzah zochas a mori ain't a seba. What?
I'm doing this. I take my father.
Oh, good. That's the ikka. You do the minig. Minig am a seba. Haseba a mori ain't a seba. Yayin. Do you do a seba yayin? Do you do a seba yayin? Avada. Which kaisas do you do a seba by?
All of them.
All of them? Or only one of them? Or two? Or three? Or three? Four? Well, here's the sugya. Okay. So the truth is, you're taking a gamble. Mikra hadin. You only have to do a seba by two. Problem is, we don't know which two. That's what we're machin. We do by all four. Once you provide, let's see. Yayin itmar itmar b'shem Rav Nachman. It was said Rav Nachman. Tzarech a seba. You have to a seba. The itmar b'shem Rav Nachman. The same Rav Nachman. Ain't a tzarech a seba. Oh, so the stira. Yes, what he had is the stira. V'lo pligi. Habetarte kosti kamoi. Habetarte kosti basroi. The first two kaisas you do one thing, and the other two you do fakert. Now, which one do you do a seba? Which one do you not do a seba? Amr lo lahay gisa, amr lahay gisa. It's machlekes. Amr lahay gisa. Trei kosik hamoy boy a seba. The first two cups need a seba because why? To hashu to come maschol lacherus. It's the zman cherus. The zman cherus. Avodim hayin lefar. It's the has. It's the zman. Hascha is. The first two, because the first two is the time. Let me have the Rashban exactly very clear what the Gemara means. Not so clear what the Gemara means. The hashta who the kamasch lolocher. It's minim din zman. Look at the Rashban. Okay, these are very important words. The Rashban says the hashta shaita mishtoy becherus. No, that's not. Okay, right now the words of the Rashbam are not the same words of our Gemara. He has different girsa, but his words are that he shaita mishtoy becheres uvigula shu oimer hagada hashda shemini minei darbe koyis tzarich haseba the moral loin tzarich haseba, which means that now is mishtoy becheres. Right now he's saying the hagada. The Iker Hagada is before Shulchan Aruch, right? Once you get before Shulchan Aruch, after Shulchan Aruch, you're finished. Even before you get to Shulchan Aruch, you really finish because you already start Halal. You do Hagada, and then you pick up the Kohes and you start saying Chatzi Halal, and then you take a break for Shulchan Aruch. The Haggadah, people make this mistake, they think Haggadah is part of Halal. No, it's a whole different din. Halal is really, in our Seder Hadvarim, we don't really do it right, because we have Halal after Shulchan Aruch. That's not 100% accurate. Halal really begins before Shulchan Aruch, and finishes after Shulchan Aruch. But Haggadah is only the part of the Seder called Haggadah. The Garatam Levincham Bayom Hulim Barur Zeh Magid is only before Shulchan Aruch. And you only have two cups for that. You have the first cup, and you have the second cup. So that's Haggadah. That's the Zman with the Gemara calls. This is how the Rashbam and Shan the Gemara, the other Rishonim, the other Mahalchim the Gemara. The Rashbam says, why are the first two cups called Hashtahu is Maschola Locherus? Because you are reciting the Haggadah. The recital of the Haggadah is called Cherus. When you say Halal after the Shulchan Aruch, that's not called Cherus. That Mimele you don't have to be doing, you don't have to do a Seba. You don't need to do a Seba.
And you're starting out as slaves.
It doesn't matter. That's what you're saying. That's the Nusach. The Nusach. That's the Gemara's second hand. That's the Gemara's other Svar. But you have to, it's a very hard, there's a lot of depth in this Gemara. But the Gemara at this point is of the opinion that saying the Haggadah, although the text and the Nusach of what you're saying is Avodim Hayinu Lefaro, so what? But the recital of those words is an expression of Cherus. It's a lot of lumdus in that. And that's why you should do Hasib at that moment in time. Hashta Hudu Kamasla Cherus. Trey Kosi Bashrai. But the last two cops, Loiba Seba, Madhava Hava. It's over. It's over. Can you imagine just winding down? You know, so therefore you don't need to do a seba with the last two cups. The Amri law, some say, Pum fakir lahai gisa. Adraba, trey kosibas shay boy seba that he shaitu hudu kacheiros. It's after you start off by saying avodim hayinu, and now you reach the climax of Hashem redeemed us. So the end of the Seder is the real moment of Cherus. But the first part of the Seder, when you're talking about Avod Ma'inu Lefaro, you're reliving. You're reliving the experience. You're still a slave. So it's not the Zman Cherus. Yeah. Two different ways of looking at it.
Even the first one, though, the first coast is Kiddush, isn't it? So that's before Magid.
Oh, it's before Magid, but you mentioned, so you're saying a good point, but the part of the saying the Kiddush also has some din of Haggadah, it appears. It's a very good point. I don't know. You have to analyze the Gemara very well. A lot of depth in this Gemara. So, Ahayushadah Rukah Havidah said, Betray Kosi Kamoy, Loibah say, but Akati Avod Mayinu is Lavod Kamar. Hash, so therefore the Mor now comes Elamaskan, the beautiful Gemara. You have to know what you do by the Seder. Hash, the Yitmar Hochi, Vitmar Hochi, Edi, the Edi, Boy has Seba. So, you have to remember this for the Seder. You have to remember this. You remember this when you come to the Seder. It's a long time from now, the Seder. You have to, when you come to the Seder, when you're drinking those two cups, Beseba, you're taking a gamble. Maker Hadin, you only, it's a Tarde de Sasre. It can't be that there's the same degree of chayrus both in the beginning and at the end. It's either one or the other. But since we do not know which one is the correct svara, is the ikr, zman, chayrus, the beginning or the end, we may have no choice to savor both all four cups of yayin.
What's the idea about the savor?
Chayrus! Chayrus!
So if you have a savor, your chayrus, if you're not drinking like this, you don't have chayrus?
No, that's right. That's the way it was in ancient times. We're far removed. We live in a society We're totally lost. It's totally lost from us. We totally don't know what we're doing. We're lost. We're groping in the darkness in this world. We don't know what the real world is. I was listening to a tape on the way. He just goes to show. He made a very powerful wish. This Talmud Chacham. I remember he said, "There's a halacha that on Sunday the Mamados very quickly. The Mamados didn't fast on Sunday." And the Beis HaMikdash, the people, the Israelim, would come and would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There was no fasting on Friday. When they did the Avodah, Yisrael would fast Hashem Shem Kabbalah Kurbanos. When did they fast? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Not Friday, Erev Shabbos. And not Sunday. Why not Sunday? Why not Sunday? Because you can't go from Shabbos to... It's an extreme. You can't go from Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, to Sunday at Tainus. It's Sakana. You need to go from the extremes. It's Sakana. How come it's manas that we have no problem fasting on Sunday? We have a Tainus. There's a Tanesim. You can have Tzeng Gedalia, and you can have a Sarbeteves, and you could have Tisha B'Av on Sunday. Oh, what happened to the Seferish and Mishnah? So you know what he said, Sarov? He says, because we don't know what Shabbos is. If we really knew what Shabbos was, the way they celebrated Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Shah Shina was Sherbi Yisrael, it was the Shina was resting Klai, and it was a Shabbos. Shabbos was unbelievable.
Maybe
to go from Shabbos to a Tainus is Sakonis Nefashis. Today it's a watered down Shabbos, Mel, it's not a Sakonis. What do you mean the calendar? The calendar was made after. Was after. I mean, you have to be make the tiniest, and we're not in practice. B'shas b'ezmesh. Well, at least by Sirish. Okay, that's a whole discussion. But it's not a kash. Diet in the Gemara. Next sugya of the Gemara is Parakton. A person's lying on his back. If you're lying on your back and you're sipping wine on your back, lo yishmei heseba. That's not called heseba. Okay, you have to lean on the left side. Hesebas yimin, leaning on the right side. Lo yishmei heseba. Lo yod el Hashem yaktim kan leveshet. It's bikuach nefesh. If you lean on the right side, the cover of the windpipe may open, and the food may go down the windpipe, and the person will choke. Rachamon l'son v'yavo l'idei sakana. Isha eats. Do you let your wife do a seba? Your wife is kofof. The wife has to. Isha eitzel baala. The wife is sitting by the dining room table. The wife has to have respect for the husband. She has to have. Eino yira reses v'zeya. The wife has to have tzitta. The wife has to tzitta in front of the husband. What's so funny? The wife has to tzitta in front of her husband. So it says the Gemara. Guess what? Loy boy has seba. She does not even need a seba because she has to have respect for her husband. Nisha chashuva. Then it's really different. Then he tzricha seba. What about bezman hazeh? What shein ramah? The noshim didon ramah. Shein ramah. Our noshim chashuvas. The Nela Noshim today require a seba.
No, so what's the shot in that she has to show respect to the husband?
That's right, it's not their cheres.
So why is that not show respect?
That exempts her from doing a seba. Her first priority is her husband. And Nela, if she would do a seba.
Also,
that's right, the Gemara says
like
now.
An important person
the husband.
Seba?
Yes. No. Only an important person does a seba, correct. What does Rashbam say? You see what Rashbam says? She's afraid of her husband. The wife has emas bala, ukafufala. She is subordinate. She is humble to her husband. It's not our derech for noshim to do his seba, but bezman hazeh, an isha chashuva noshim yidana chashuva. Side the ben etzel of a son by a father, boy his seba. Why? So Rashbam says. The loyavi kof kolkach. A son is not kof of. A son does not kof of kolkach by a father. He has covered in yira, but it's not the same degree. Iboilu talmidei tzal rabbi. What about by your rebbe? My toshma abaya ki avin beimar. When we sat by rabbi, Zaginon Abirche de Hadode, we did a seba. We leaned. So we did a seba. We did a seba, not in an unusual way, on each other's knees. Which indicates that there was some degree of a seba. They were not so afraid of their Rebbe. However, Kiasim Lubei Rav Yosef, after Rabbi died, and they went to Rav Yosef, he became the new Rosh Shiva. Rav Yosef told the Talmidim, no more seba. You have to have their cheretz for me. So you don't need. You have to be afraid of your rabbi, like you're afraid of Shemayim. Therefore, you have to be afraid of me. Therefore, he was toveya that the Talmidim cannot do Haseba. Unbelievable Gemara, huh? Mesli, in our kol adam Haseba, when a person is going, if you're a guest or you're eating by someone, you got to do Haseba. It says to be fair, even in Talmud has to Haseba a Rebbe. Ki tanya ki b'shulio dinagin. No, that's not what it means. When it says you're a Talmud Haseba, that means if you're a shoe apprentice by your master. The word Talmud and Rav doesn't always mean Torah. We are brainwashed. When you say the word Talmud, you say the word Rebbe, what do you think? You think about Torah. You think about a kapata, about a strimel, well, not a strimel, you think about it, but you think about a special hat and special lavush and a Talmud Chochm, your Shemaim, and Talmidim will learn in Torah. That's not what it means in Chazal. Talmud means a student. You go for a degree. You go to your professor. If your Greek professor invites you to come to his seder, so you have then you don't have to have derech eretz for him because he's not Torah. That's what it means. That's not a kasha. Shuldai means a shoemaker or a carpenter, a smith. Shuldai means a smith. Of course, you have to say before the master. What about a servant? The shamish. The shamish. He will say. The answer is yes. Tashma dim Rav Shmuel Levi. Hashamish shacham because that's matzav kushu meisiv yotza. We have a dig. Meisiv in. Loi meisiv lo. Shma mina. Boy seb shma mina. Shamish must be meisiv when he eats the kazayis b'fnei rabbi. Loi Rav Shmuel Levi. Noshim chayavas b'rabbi koisos halalu. Noshim achayv and dala koisos. Sha'af hein hayu b'oisah hanes. What does that mean? Let's see the Rashbam and Taisus Rashbam. The other mistake, the Saita, the Schar Noshim, so the Hayu Bois Hadar Nigalu. You hear what it says? Because of the reward. It says, Mordek Rashbam. Rashbam is not learning Kosh Pshat. He's learning that it was in their merit. It was in their merit. It was up to the men. It would never have happened. It was only in their merit. Okay, that's what he says. Now let's see over here Rashi on the top of the page. Rashi, we don't know Rashi. We don't know Rashi. It's a spiritual matter. It was in their merit. The love high time olavi chayvus mishum the noshim tuos mimitzus alseishas man guama. Avogav the arbo koisas rabon came the rice atikon. So it's a tremendous chish because the verse is coming to bring out the gemara's chish. It's man guama mitzus eshvaz ragam noshim petuos. This is the exception. Af hein hayibias anes. Let's see what it says. Rabbeinu Chananel. The arbo koisas love the tshoshay b'chem kidei mizigas chesnodes. Doesn't say. Rech doesn't say. So I'm searching over here. Let's see over here. If you don't have this over here. I'm reading from the Maram Chalva. You don't have this. Maram Chalva says, Perish b'neis ha-golus oy b'sherod from paroi al hayom. In other words, B'nai Sagolus, because they were also exiled. Who went down to Egypt? B'shiv Nefesh. Who went down? Yocheved. Noshim were also part of the Shibut. When Paro was chased after Klal Yisrael and the Yams, who did he want to kill? Everyone. He wanted to kill the Nashim also. Right. So they also would have been dead if not the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nes. Forget about it. Rashbam and Rashi are giving us religious reasons. It's in their merit. Zuchuyos. Forget about it. Let's talk Tachlis here. Tachlis.
What is
Tais is the he says because they were going to be killed. Just like the man would have been killed if the power was wanted to kill everyone. He wanted to kill the Nashim also.
That's the
nes. That's Pashup Shah. I think I'll be a nes. Vait big more. I'm going to be the Shmuel. I'm going to call it a little. I'm going to call it Yofa. New Allah. When you drink the Yan Yafa, I'm Zigas Kois Yofa. What's my name? Zigas Kois Yofa. Oh, see, that means you have to dilute it. What do you mean dilute it? It means in ancient times, wine was very strong. So what did you do? You squeeze grapes, and then how much water did you add? 3 parts water, 1 part wine. To produce, so yeah, how much do you drink? A revius haloig. How much of that revius haloig is pure wine? A revius. So it's a revius of a revius. It's a 16th of a loig. Okay, when you make Kiddush on Shabbat Friday, how much yain do you have when you make Kiddush Friday night? A revius. What's a revius in modern day measurements? Somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces. Right? A Moshe 2.9, a little bit more, 3.3, Deraisa, Rabbanan. Okay, so you have between 3 and 5. Olam has between Derech Klal, between 3 and 5. That's what you required to have a kais, revius. That's revius. How much of that revius yain has to be pure wine, and how much of that can be water diluted?
They care to make it exactly what you need. Not give you any extra.
Today, I don't know what it is. Today it's very complicated what to do. But Maker had in time Chazal, the yain was very strong. So when you end up with 3 ounces or 3 to 5 ounces of that, only a quarter was pure wine, and the remainder was mayim, was liquid. So and now Adab, you're not allowed to drink pure one. If you go and you drink pure, or if it's a pure raw wine, it's not called yain. That's not because that's poison. You didn't drink syrup. No one drinks syrup. You drink syrup. Are you yaitza yain? So we will talk about it. They're different in yonim. There's chayrus, there's the yain, there's the simchas yamtiv. When you drink your dalad kais of yain, you do many things. There's a din chayrus, there's a din achiyav to drink dalad kais of yain, and there's a simchas yamtiv. There are 3 dinim. Every time you drink the lil pesach, the yayin, the 4 cups, 3 dinim. A din dalad kaisa shal yayin, a din chayrus, and a din simchas yomtiv of drinking yayin. So if you take yayin and it's raw, it's a revius of raw, you have not diluted, the Gemara is going to say, yoyitze the chiv drabon of drinking a dalad kaisa shal yayin. But you're not yoyitze chayrus. If the yayin is so raw, it's so potent, it's so powerful, it's drink syrup, you cannot say you yoytze din chayrus, and you also l'chor na yoytze din simchas yomtov. So I'm going to show you how 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 to show 1, 2, 3, 4, right? You don't have any break in between. So let's say you don't drink the whole thing. You drink a small amount, and you give the rest to your children to finish off. What's the halacha? Yotza. The Gemara explains. Let's analyze. So 3 different ways not to do it the right way. Shason cha yotza. I'm a rava yidei yayin yotza. The yotza dalekaisos yidei cheirus lo yotza. You're not yotza the mitzvah of cheirus, because when it's chai, it's not cheirus.
What is it? 4 in a row, you mean?
No, that's drinking. No. The first case, when you drink it raw. Syrup. When you drink, you don't dilute it. If you don't dilute it, you yoytze the din koy dal koy shavu. You not yoytze the cheres. Weiter. Cheres lo yotze. Shtosn bevasach. If you drink bevasach in 1 shot, rav amar yidei yayin yotze. You yoytze the simchas yomtiv. You yoytze. But you not yidei arba koyses lo yotze. You yoytze the mitzvah the rights of simchas yomtiv. But you not yoytze the chiv of dalid koyses. Hish kemim lebanu v'nei beis. If you yotze, you don't drink. words, you drink a mashahu, and you give the rest to the kinderlach to drink, yotza, not so fast. You have to drink the rest, roiv revias. I'm going to have by Yitzhak Yehud, the ishter lubu de kosa. You have to at least drink roiv kois to be yotza, the din of dalid koisas. Then you can be the yevit, give the rest to the children to finish off. Okay, we'll stop here.